RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, I know I have my daughter's bat mitzvah at the end of this week, so I'm going to be an eating machine, I'm quite sure, with pizza and Italian beef on Friday night, and then, oh my God, really amazing food on Saturday, and bagels and lox in the morning. I mean, and we're approaching this time of the year when people sort of cut out the healthful eating because as the weather cools down and Halloween comes around the corner, then you start chowing on your kids' candy. And then all of a sudden it's Thanksgiving, which is like my favorite eating holiday of the year, and endless parties and all of these things. Well, really, one of the things that people think about, okay, I'm just going to get through the season. And then I'm going to make my New Year's resolution. Well, why now might be the best time to start, you know, jumping up on your workout and to jumpstart your exercise routine and even to try and moderate a little if you can, because then you're not going to go off the deep end. But I will say that at this time of year, and as it picks up the pace of all of those parties and all of the eating, it's hard to lose weight. I've done it. I've tried to do it. I've failed and I've succeeded and I've gone up and down at this time of the year. And I'm telling you right now, it is easier to maintain than it is to lose as we approach the holidays from Halloween all the way through till the first of the year. It is really, really hard to lose weight, but it is possible to maintain. It's possible to lose, but you have to be really, really motivated to be able to lose weight at this time of the year. But it is possible to maintain your weight. And the way that you do that is to jumpstart that exercise routine. If you have been walking, jog a little. Take it up a notch. Take the speed up. Take the angle up. Take the grade of your treadmill up. Get on a bike. Go outside for these long fall walks. Anything you can do. Writing your food down will help you keep in track as well, because that's when it gets out of control. You know I'm not going to be writing my food down on Saturday, but I will be writing it down after Saturday. Oh boy, will I be writing it down. Maybe I'll read to you some of the things that you might be bored, but who knows? You might like it. So send me maybe your food journals. We can all look at them together. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening and stay well.